he's doing tonight, oh. fill in the blank city. And now, and then Lou walks over and he moves like this. And then, and this is the part where the guy goes like this. And that's fine. Well, you know, everybody's got to do their own thing, but that's not what we do.
All right. Beck, what kind of...
they're good live.
Oh, yeah. What kind of guitar are you? You've got an unusual bass guitar.
I've got an unusual thing going on here. We were talking about it earlier. Most times when we go do a show, especially when we're playing with other bands that don't know us, we'll get up and set up, and the minute that I pull out this, it's basically an acoustic bass guitar. And most people use the acoustic bass guitar for, like, unplugged, you know, softer, you know, like when an electric band goes on MTV Unplugged. That's when guys use these, when they want to, you know, play softer and do something different. So when I was putting together this sound with Lou for this band, I didn't want an electric bass because then it would just be hard rock, and we've already done that to death. I play stand-up bass. I love stand-up bass, but it's a certain sound and it's a certain feel, and I love the feel of a guitar. I'm a singer. I like a feel. I like a. I'm an Elvis guy. I love, you know, Johnny Cash. I like to stand there and I like to hold a guitar.
You gotta
I like
shake
the,
it on.
I
down.
Like the feel of a guitar. So I thought if I took an acoustic bass guitar and put it through a rock amp, and slapped it, that it would sound totally different. And that's what I try to do.
You could not do those signature moves of yours.
I couldn't. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
And people got to spank the plank.
That's right. People got to come down to Nancy Whiskey's this weekend, Friday or Saturday, and check you
or
guys
both.
Out.
Yeah. Well, come down Friday and then come down Saturday in a costume.
That's right. Yeah. And hey, Lou, what kind of guitar are you playing today?
I'm playing a Telecaster, basically. It's a Fender Aerodyne Telecaster. You know, for all those gearheads out there, I'm using a Fender Deluxe and a bunch of hot rotted pedals. And I had a Jimmy Vaughn Strat here, but I busted the string during the middle of one of those songs. So if you heard that little dropout, that's what that was.
All right,
my roadie wasn't here today, so.
You covered it well.
We planned that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
It was a dramatic moment.
And you got to check out Tony's drum kit. He's got a... he's sponsored by Bibb Drums.
Tony B, the B.I.B.
His drum kit's beautiful.
And the place to be.
Yeah, and it's really a basic stripped-down kit, and he plays it well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
It's like a customized hot rod over there.
Yeah, it is.
That's what all our friends said. They said, man, that Tony, he really smacks them things, man. I said, well, he's mad, you know.
Blood blisters and all.
And we're not talking about angry.
No, we're not talking about angry. He's just mad.
Well, tell you what, we got about 7 minutes left. Let's keep you guys moving.
All right.
Can you do the?
Yeah. When you were setting up, you were doing this little impromptu thing.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to play a song from our first CD.
This is actually the song that got everything rolling.
This is the song that we wrote together, the very first song that we ever did off of our first CD, Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll. And then we'll tag it at the end with a little something special just for y'all today.
Yeah. Okay, but we want to remind people that you can pick up your brand new CD.
Yes.
Hart County, where can they get that?
Come and get it this weekend at Nancy Whiskey's for the CD release weekend. Go over and check out funkydrecords.com. They'll help you out. And within the next week or so, we're going to be going live on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby,
Spotify,
and so many places where you can do the download and
all
that,
the digital
and
outlets.
All that stuff that them kids do today. Them kids with their fancy
everywhere.
Downloads and pods and plugs and doodads.
Where's
and
vinyl?
Yeah.
Vinyl's coming.
Give me back my wig.
And where can be, if you got a website of your own too?
Yeah, please join us at horsecavetrio.com. There's some dates on there, but within the next week we're going to be updating that with new pictures from the CD, and we've got some more gigs that I'm in the process of setting up to support the CD, and also join us on the Book of Face, the Facebook, the social media, the Horse Cave Trio's on there, and for that one guy who's still on MySpace, well, we're over there too, so don't feel lost
in space.
Let's rock it now. Let's get wild on the Motor Live Drive, baby.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. getting wild with our man, Mr. White. I like getting wild with the Gothabilly man, the Wrecking Hours, Alan. I love getting wild with Tino and Lexi and Funky D Records. But you know what I like most, boys? Let's do it live.
Right, the Horse Cape Trio right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, next WHFR Dearborns.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Our sound engineer says we are good to go. As soon as Mr. White gets out of the studio, we will be ready to go live with Melvin Davis and the United Sound here on Motor Live Drive's 5th anniversary party. Today is we go live for the 5th year.
All right. Are we ready to go? We are.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today, and this is our 5th year anniversary. Our 224th show today, and we have Melvin Davis and the United Sounds in our studio, along with the fabulous Pat Lewis. Hey, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, they are. In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get started with a song that I wrote a number of years back that's turned into a legendary tune. It was in the movie Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Recorded by Mavis Staples, J.J. Barnes, and the Dirt Bombs, Chains of Love.
Oh, take it away.
Hey, what's up, Motor City? We're here today to represent the legendary sound that is Detroit music. We love Detroit. You know why? Because there ain't no city like Motor City. Ain't no town like Motor Town. Ain't no city like Motor City. Ain't no town like Motor Town. Ain't no city like Motor City. Ain't no town like every song that I've ever written was all about love. Sometimes love can make you feel so good. Sometimes it make you feel so bad. Love can pick you up, bring you down, yeah. Turn your whole world round and around. Now this is my story. Hey, this is my song, yeah.
Bit of legendary Detroit.
Oh, it is legendary.
Music from the Mecca itself.
In fact, we have Melvin Davis and his United Sounds. Melvin, would you like to introduce the band today?
Yes, I would. These are some fantastic guys that I've been working with for a while now, and they are dedicated to representing the Detroit style of music. On piano, doing all of our horn arrangements, is the legendary McKinley Jackson. Yeah. McKinley was involved in...
Oh, thank you, thank you.
McKinley's been involved in so many hundreds of projects, and we will discuss that in a little bit. But on bass, we have Adam Stanfill.
Hey, oh, Adam.
And on drums, we have Drew Schultz.
Drew.
And on guitar, we have the miraculous Matt Thibodeau.
Matt. Matt, I am.
And also, in the studio with us, we have our newest addition to this extravaganza that we're trying to bring to the world, Miss Pat Lewis.
All right.
Legendary singer. And in this room today, the people in this room represent at least 25,000 recordings. And we'll talk about that a little bit today. But we've all been with many recording labels, worked with many famous artists, assisted in the careers of many, many successful people, and many, many that you have probably never heard of, but nevertheless dedicated many, many hours of blood, sweat, and tears to the music industry to make Detroit the great capital of music that it is.
All right. And everybody in this room has really put their heart and soul into it. And that's what Motor Live Drive is all about, really.
Absolutely.
Oh, so why don't we get the music going again? What can you have for us?
This song that I'm going to do for you now was recorded on one of those labels that I like to talk about, a fledgling record label in Detroit that nevertheless contributed to the history of the city. This recording was on Kiki, and it's titled Wedding Bells. This little label was owned by Stanford Govan, and they only released about 4 records, but they were dedicated to quality and tried to make their mark in the music industry. And this is a song that was on that label, Wedding Bells.
Just couldn't wait. Now, Melvin, a lot of people might not know who you are, but you've been a drummer for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. You were with
Dennis Coffey.
You were with Lyman Woodward and a host of others. You were a writer, producer.
Those are my days of being a musician, a staff drummer for Motown. I was, and I was Smokey Robinson's personal drummer for 2.5 years. Played for all of the Motown acts, played for Chuck Berry, played on a number of songs, Tears of a Clown, and had a rock and roll band with Wayne Kramer called Radiation, and we had several recordings. So I've played all kinds of music in my life, and I also play keyboard, and I've written probably between 500 and 600 songs. And I've written for a number of artists, from Johnny Taylor to the famous Johnny Mae Matthews, J.J. Barnes, Steve Mancha, and the actress Lynette McGee. I wrote her very first tune called Stop, Don't Worry About It. And the list really goes on to Daryl Banks, Edwin Hamilton and the Arabians, this other song, let's see, I'm trying to think of the name of it,
you were
Jackie Beaver's I Need My Baby. I could go on for a little while, but I've written a lot of songs, yeah.
Oh, but you were also a million-selling vocalist as well with The Eighth Day?
Yeah, that was my million-seller. We recorded the tune Crawl Before You Walk and made appearances on American Bandstand and Soul Train. And it was really a great experience working with those people.
All right. So you've really been everywhere, done everything, and you're still here to talk about it.
Yeah, that's the real blessing to have, come into another year. We really rocked the joint down at PJ's Locker House.
Oh, you did.
And
sure did.
You and Margaret, Roger and Margaret, who really, really get out to patronize Detroit music. It's really great to see you guys out there all the time. But we really had a great time there bringing in the new year. And it's really, I feel very, very fortunate to be able to travel all over the world and represent Detroit, take this great music and continue the great legacy. As my friends here can attest to, we do travel extensively throughout Europe, and the ovations that we get from this music would really make Detroit proud.
All right, have you got some upcoming shows?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to go to Chicago and Cleveland. But the next show that we'll be doing here will be February 24th. It will be at the Lager House, and it will be a live recording. And it will be pressed up and distributed all over the world. So if you guys want to hear yourself on a live recording, make sure you come on out February 24th.
All right. Okay. And he always puts out a great show there. We've seen several.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. We love it there. Yeah. PJ is such a great guy, and the people that come there, are true Detroiters. They really know how to have a good time.
And as are you. So, in fact, why don't we get some more of that real Detroit music?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring my friend Pat Lewis forward. And as I said, Pat and I have worked together for a number of years. I'd like to say hello to Pat. Hello, Patsy.
Hey, Melvin.
And just to give you a little bit of background, she's perfectly capable herself to do this, but she has sung with so many people, from Jackie Wilson on Higher and Higher and Your Whisper's Getting Louder to Aretha Franklin. And, of course, she did all of the recordings with Isaac Hayes, the Hot Buttered Soul stuff from Shaft and Walk On By. And I mean, so many artists. Just take a minute to name a few other artists that you have, helped to make their careers the sparkling contributions that they were.
Well, when I was so young, hi. When I was so young, I really didn't know I was making that contribution.
Yeah.
And I sang on, we had a group called The Adorables.
Right.
And we did this million seller for the Reflections, Just Like Romeo and Juliet. Oh.
What label was that on?
Golden World.
Golden World, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Golden World was really... it was really bringing Berry Gordy a lot of competition at a certain time when we were there, Pat.
Absolutely.
Who were some of the artists on that label?
I was going to say Edwin Starr, for one. That's how I began singing background so extensively.
Mm-hmm.
The Andantes came over. The Adorables we had a lot of groups over there. The Adorables, the Holidays, the Debonairs. Mr. Wingate, we used Daryl Banks.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
and one day their first soprano.
Of course, the Fantastic Four.
The
whole
Fantastic
world was
Four.
JJ.
Well,
JJ.
Yeah, J.J. Barnes, yeah. Barbara Mercer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve Mancha.
Bill Doggett. Yeah. You know, he was over there, too.
Yeah.
Sonny Stitt.
I think that's why they Motown bought them out. I think they just wanted to kind of eliminate that competition. They didn't mind when they were getting competition from, you know, the smaller labels taking a small little piece of the pie. But Golden Rule was starting to establish itself with real authority, and I don't think they wanted that competition.
It had come into its own.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, Patsy, we would like to hear you sing today. What song would you like to do for us?
Me. I want to do from Solid Hitbound. You know, once Golden World was sold,
yes.
I signed with Don Davis and LeBaron Taylor, who had Solid Hitbound Productions. So I want to go there.
Okay. This was before you went to Memphis and did all that other stuff.
Yes, it was.
See, a lot of people are aware of your background singing, but there are many people who aren't aware that you are a very accomplished lead singer.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So let's have it. Listen up, Detroit. This is Pat Lewis.
One, two, one, two.
My mind's twisted. My heart, you possessed it. Have left me empty-handed, all alone in this big world, a great big world, and I can't find no one to love. No, no, baby, your lips started lying, and it started my eyes to cry. To love. It sounds
that was awesome.
That sounded so nice,
Pat. Myself and Eddie Anderson from the Holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll Love You Forever.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of their big song. It was I'll Love You Forever.
I'll Love You Forever.
And a lot of people don't know it's a secret that Edwin Starr actually sang lead on that song.
Well, you know, Edwin told it.
Yeah.
You know. Secrets out.
Because actually, I was the first one who dubbed that song in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But you know how they used to dub everybody in on everything.
Everybody.
Just try to get the most commercial and, rendition.
You know, it's really strange because, you know, I go down to Greektown sometimes and they play all of these old records and you hear the other artists singing them, especially, you know, Motown, you hear like Gladys Knight singing Reach Out, you know, stuff like that. You know, you're absolutely right. They used to record on every artist, all the songs.
Yeah. That was such a great time, and it was such an explosive time as far as creativity goes in Detroit. You know, so many people just putting forth effort. You know, I really thought that there were thousands of us, but really there was just a few hundred of us. And, you know, another important aspect of Detroit music is the club scene, you know. Mm-hmm. And like the Funk Brothers, you know, who mentored us all, you know, just, I mean, extraordinary musicians. And McKinley, you played at so many of those clubs in Detroit. It seems like there were just one on every corner, and they all had a band.
That's right.
20 Grand, Mozambique, Phelps, High Chaparral.
And the Chit Chat was the one right there on the 12th where everybody showed up. All the Motown acts would show up. And, you know, then you would have an opportunity to see the incredible ability that these musicians had. I mean, what they did on the Motown records was great. You know, it was innovative, but those guys...
They weren't
just some guys who could jam. They were like virtuoso.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, one night I heard Jameson take a bass solo so fast that I can't even explain it to you. You know, it was on one of those real up-tempo jazz songs, and I mean, he was playing those 30-second notes, and he just never missed a note. He was just an incredible musician.
Yeah. Earl Van Dyke.
Brilliant.
Benny Benjamin. Yeah. All those guys. Great.
Yeah. What was the name of that club over on... The Blue Chip, where you work for a period of time.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Chip, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, like the clubs, you know, give us an opportunity to hone our skills and, you know, develop our talents. You can't really do that. I mean, if you're not a great artist, you know, there are great artists who are just born with a great voice or with, you know, I mean, 4 years old and they can play anything. Mm-hmm. But if you're not one of those, then you have to take the time to hone your skills and the clubs. You know, with the live audience, there is a great opportunity for musicians to do that.
Yeah.
So
we used to do shows, you know, to have two shows a night.
Yeah.
You know, and like when I left and I was on the road for so long and I came back, I said, well, maybe I'll gig a little bit. And they want you to do maybe three, four sets, you know, 40 on 20. On.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
I did it for years.
I couldn't do it because I was totally different from that. You know, I wanted to do shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was in the band, so I had to do four sets a night. You know, yeah, but it was no problem at all. But another one of your songs that you recorded, Pat, that had such a great flavor, and you did such a great rendition of
Thank you.
The Loser.
Oh, yeah.
And that song, your rendition of it, really, people may not know, but it's like in the top 10 of all-time favorites in the Northern Soul movement in Europe. And, you know, once you hear it, you'll hear why. The Loser, Pat Lewis.
Someone's got to win. Someone's got to lose. That's the way it's got to be. Someone's got to lose and end up with the me. someone's love will last. Someone's love will end. It's as simple as ABC.
In Europe that love that song so very much, and get ready because Patsy is headed to the shores of Europe.
Yes,
when is
I
that,
am.
Patsy? When are you going over?
The 15th of February.
15th of February, whoa. So get ready. She will be doing that for you live.
All right. I want to remind people you're listening to WHFR and the Motor Live Drive at 5, 5-year anniversary show with Melvin Davis from United Sounds and Pat Lewis. Oh, what a fabulous show so far.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank indeed. You. And a couple of listeners, Lisa's out there driving in her car and said she had to stop to call and say it sounded awesome. And Eric just called to say he is loving today's show. So
oh, that's great.
Thanks
great.
So much for you guys coming in and celebrating our 5th anniversary with us. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, we love you, and you know that we do. You guys represent Detroit with, you know, real class and real energy, and we just want you to know how much we appreciate you. Yeah. Roger and Margaret. Yeah.
And we need to remind people that this is Melvin Davis in the United Sounds with Pat Lewis here in studio, and this is really, truly live. That was what one asked us. Is this really going live?
Yeah, this is live. And also, we'd like to say hello, knowing that this is being streamed all over the world. Our European fans, I'd like to say hello to Rob Wigley in Europe and to Hubert Moser in Germany and our fans in Austria and Italy and Hungary. We just did 18 shows and 7 countries in Europe, and we got great, great reception from everybody there. And we will be coming back again soon. We're setting up a couple of European tours for later on this year, and we will also be appearing pretty regularly here in the city.
All right. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Colin Duff in Ireland and
Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Okay. He'll catch you when you come over. So.
Yeah.
All right.
They love that Detroit music, and we thank them so much. As a matter of fact, when I was there, I dubbed them Soul Angels. So when you hear that, guys, you know that it's me. Because they were the keepers of this music for so long. You know, so many times in our country, as great as it is, we are a throwaway society. And we're looking for the next hula hoop. But this music is too good to let it go. And I'm just so glad to see a resurgence and so many generations enjoying this music now, and falling in love to it all over again.
In fact, you've got some music available, don't you?
As a matter of fact, speaking of love songs, I wrote many of them. And one that has become very near and dear to me is because when I went to Europe, I did it for the first time in 20 years and fell in love with it all over again. You know, sometimes when you're in love, you get your heart broken. There's ups and downs, turnarounds. So, I mean, when you're losing love, you have a decision to make. How you're going to react to it, that's what's important. Now, you can be angry, you can be vindictive, but in the end, that's not going to make the pain go away. I found that one simple solution works for me. And that's what this song is about. It's called Find a Quiet Place and Be Lonely. Comes a time everybody gets a little bit lonely. And I miss my baby so. And I wanna call my baby home. Just call my baby home. Baby, would you come back, baby? Oh, baby, would you come back, baby? Baby, come back. 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 Baby, come back.
Melvin Davis and the United Sounds. Oh, the soul ambassador right here at our studio today.
In Melvin, you have a CD out, I know, the Soul Ambassador. It's also on vinyl.
Absolutely. That song, as a matter of fact, is on that CD, and it's titled Melvin Davis, Detroit Soul Ambassador. And there are 18 or 19 of my early recordings. And it's on vinyl, and it's also on CD.
All right, and where might people
also,
pick that up?
Also, recorded on the Norton label out of New York, a song that I wrote 50 years ago, very, very early song, called I Won't Come Crawling Back to You. And that song has a history. It was lost. I recorded it at Fortune Records. Some people may be familiar with that. It was on 3rd. And they had some very successful records back in the late 50s, early 60s, and they had such artists as Nolan Strong and the Diablos, and they had a very big hit called The Wind, and also Nathaniel Mayer had a very big hit with The Village of Love, and Andre Williams with Bacon Fat, and they had several other artists, and this song was recorded and lost for 48 years, and then it was found, and it is now released and pressed up and becoming a fast favorite in Europe.
In fact, when you found that, didn't
it's on 45, and you know I can't hear you, Roger.
You're not getting me. Well, in fact, let me. Yeah,
there we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got it. In fact, when you found that, didn't you come right here to WHFR and play it on the air here?
We sure did. Before it was ever pressed up, we played it on the air for the very first time here.
That's right. I remember that day.
Yeah.
It was great.
And it's amazing because Adam, you know, tell that story, Adam, that you told me about I Won't Come Crawling Back to You and the band from Europe.
Oh, he doesn't have a mic over there, so.
Oh, he doesn't have a mic. Anyway.
You got it? Mic for Adam.
Adam, our bass player, was out one night, and he went into this club. And what happened, Adam?
Yeah, you know, it's a little club on Vernon Highway called Donovan's. And I happen to live just down the street, and I stopped in there quick one night, and there was a band there from Germany, of all places, to think that they're on Vernon Highway, but... some young kids in their early 20s from Germany found their way to Donovan's, and they had a whole set worked up and featured in the prime spot when they were getting ready to close it out. They busted out with I Won't Come Crawling Back to You, which I knew Mel would get a great kick out of, just to think that the young people the world over 45 years later had gravitated towards this music. And they had a great rendition worked up. You know, it sounded really great.
And for them to have somehow found it in Germany when it was just released after being lost for 48 years, that did kind of blow my mind a little bit when you told me that story.
Yeah.
You know, what song did they do? Yeah, they did I Won't Come Crawling Back. Where did they, how did they learn it? You know, I mean, where did they hear it? But it's a cute little song, but it was never released until a year and a half ago. And... it sounds as good as ever.
It
I
does.
Sound like a young Melvin Davis. It sounded just like me, so I guess it was me. And we're going to do it for you right now. I won't come crawling back to you on the Norton record label. When the deal goes down, you want me around, yeah. I might weep, I might moan, I might cry, I might moan. Oh, but no, 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 no matter what, I won't come crawling back to you. And when the deal goes down, you want me around. In here.
Oh, yeah. It certainly
no,
is.
No, no, no.
I won't come crawling back to you.
Say, Melvin.
I was trying to send a message.
Oh, would you like to introduce this great band one more time?
What's that?
Would you like to introduce this great band one more time?
Absolutely. One more time. On bass, my business partner in crime, Adam Stanfield.
And he's also a musical historian as well.
On guitar, my attorney protects me from all bad things. The magnificent Matt Thibodeau.
Matt, I am.
And on drums, the dynamic one, the doctor of funk. On the bottom, popping them drums, baby, Drew Schultz.
All right.
Yeah.
And the crowning glory of our group, our guru of music, the leader of us all, the magnificent, the maestro himself, McKinley Jackson.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you give me that $2 later, okay? And of course, the lovely one, our lady of song, Miss Pat Lewis.
Yeah. What an amazing show.
And
it
if
is.
You're enjoying what you're hearing, then be sure to look us up on Facebook and come on out, because we are trying to represent this music with authenticity. And every song that we do is an original song, and all the songs that I do have been written by me, and all the songs that Pat sings are her original songs, and she participated in the authorship of most of them. And we hope that you enjoy them, because this is what Detroit is all about.
All right.
And you'll be doing a live recording at PJ's Logger House February 24th?
That's February 24th. And we're going to have the whole ensemble with the background singers and the horns and everything. And we're going to be doing a live recording, because our reception and the sound there is so great and the people there are so great, until we want to do a recording there to get to capture that energy on record.
All right.
All right, Dad.
And we know who, you know who we want to be right there, our honored guest, right in the front.
We'll be there.
That's right.
In fact,
Roger,
as PJ
and Margaret White.
As PJ says, the greatest rock and roll in the whole world is made right there.
And once again, we really want to congratulate you on 5 years of magnificent radio and doing such a great service to the community, always bringing good things and just really shining a bright light on Detroit and all the positive things that are going on in this great city right now.
Hey, that's because we got the greatest music in the whole world right here in Detroit.
It's certainly
Detroit. Okay, we got, looks like we got about 6 minutes left.
Well, you know, so many of these great artists that we represent and that we're talking about from our time. Our time, of course, is now, but our time is like, it covers a lot. And so many of these great artists have passed on. And this particular tune I wrote, and it was recorded by one of these great voices. Daryl Banks was a recording artist on the Revelot label. And this song was a really, really strong seller for him. And it has become a legendary piece in the Detroit soul, not Detroit, but the Northern Soul movement in Europe. And when I go over, every time I do it, but Daryl is no longer with us, but we are here, and I'm going to do it myself. I'm the one who loves you.
Make you understand, I'm the one.